Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is September 30th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, dramatic footage of Russia's first airstrikes in Syria. Plus, Vladimir Putin openly declares that Obama armed ISIS.
Who on earth armed them? Who helped to arm the Syrians that were fighting against Assad? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area?
And a CNN analyst says that Trump and Carlson are to blame if a gunman shoots Muslims in a mosque.
In the realm of possibility, in a country that is very armed, that somebody that will be carrying weapon will go to a mosque tomorrow or after tomorrow and will start shooting people. And then these people will have blood on their hands, all of them.
And clueless Clinton supporters unwittingly back Donald Trump's tax plan. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, tomorrow at UT at 12 o'clock, Moms Demand Action will be holding a protest because campus carry just passed. Now, I believe it goes into effect next August, but these idiots want to come out here and protest the fact that they're worried because professors might feel uncomfortable knowing that students could have a weapon to protect themselves. God forbid something happened and they might need to use a weapon to protect themselves from a mugger or a rapist or anything like that. You've dealt with these people before.
Yeah, because I've gone out to UT before and their answer pretty much to, you know, somebody who's being raped or being attacked is they have these blue courtesy phones. So, you know, if you are able to fight off your attacker or run naked through the campus to get to these phones, maybe somebody can be there the next 2 or 3 minutes to help you, which is completely ridiculous. So that's why you have things like campus carry. And personally, I wouldn't be opposed to people, you know, carrying knives or brass knuckles or other things that aren't firearms. But for right now, this is what we have to work with. So I have no issue with people carrying on, whether it's on a campus or out in public. And just like you said, Joe, you don't know who has a firearm. So, you know, you go out in public every day. You don't know who has a firearm and you go, you know, to the mall or to some other place around. But these are people who are hopefully concealed carriers and operating in a legal fashion.
What I don't get is, in order to have a CHL, you have to be 21 or older. Mm-hmm. How many students at UT are 21 or older?
There are plenty of young kids out there.
Plenty of young people. That means there'll be a small minority of people who are actually able, if they have their CHL, to campus carry. It's not like it's going to be this widespread epidemic of just people toting guns around campus. There's a lot of young people who don't do that. And the only way you can get a CHL if you're 18 is if you served in the military and you're active and or in the reserves.
Yeah. You're trained. So it's a completely ridiculous deal because people have this notion that whether it's concealed carry or open carry like we have in my home state of Oklahoma, that everybody's going to run out and do it. Oklahoma passed open carry back in 2013. And when I go home, Joe, I go home for Christmas, I go home for Thanksgiving. In the years, the 2 years it's been since it's passed, I've seen two or three people open carrying. So it's not that if you pass something, everybody's going to run out and do it. That's not the case. There are plenty of people who are going to be at UT who don't have a firearm.
Yeah, it's just you have that ability, you have that freedom, and for the people out there that want to have that ability to make that decision to go and do it, they have the right. They should be able to protect themselves. So I want to encourage each and every one of you right now, if you live in Austin or the surrounding area, please come out to the University of Texas campus tomorrow. There's an article posted up right now, red linked on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels, that gives you the when, where, and what, where this event will be going down tomorrow. So please come out. We're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm Joe Biggs here with Jakari Jackson, trying to encourage you guys to come out and support Campus Carry.
And that's right. And if you'd like to find out any more information about that, you can go to the site. Go to InfoWars announces Second Amendment rally at UT Austin. So if you're in the Austin area and that's something that you are interested in participating in, you can come on out there. Now, do take into account this is a campus. It is a university, so handle yourself accordingly. Joe Biggs will be out there on the scene, as well as many other members of the InfoWars crew. I have a lot of studio work to do tomorrow, so I'm not sure if I'll be there in person, but you guys can definitely go out there and hang out with Biggs and the rest of the crew. Now, as we're talking about the Second Amendment, there's a reason why we have it, because the police aren't always going to be there to protect you. And that's not knocking the police. That's just saying you have to have a means to protect yourself when situations like this arrive. Four teens arrested in attempted local home invasion. This happened here in the state of Texas. And the attempted break-in was reported just after 1:45 a.m. And the resident, Eric Roberts, a former Marine, looked through his peephole and he saw a male standing at the door. And against his better judgment, he opened the door. And the guys rushed in, or guy rushed from around a corner, tried to enter the home. Walters slammed the door shut, fired his gun six times through the door. The guys were later caught after fleeing in unknown directions. And he had the quote, he said, "If I hadn't been armed, I'd probably be dead." And the break-in did attempt to be random. So this is what you need it for, because everybody's like, well, why do you care? Because you don't know when something's going to happen to you. Well, you know, most people get robbed or raped or mugged or anything else, carjacked. They don't wake up in the morning thinking that that's going to happen to them. It's usually a crime of opportunity, a random act. So that's why you need to be able to protect yourself at all times, especially when there aren't forces readily available to protect you. So let's talk about the things that are, I guess, protecting or not protecting, as it may come in the forms of propaganda. New York Times begins propaganda campaign against Russian airstrikes. We know that Putin and his fleet have sent out the airstrikes in the area. The Times reported that the airstrikes were in Homs, while CNN reported that they were near the city. And the Russian airstrikes near the city of Homs has no strategic purpose in terms of combating ISIS, which shows that they are not there to go after ISIL. Omitted in the report is the fact that while the city is not controlled by ISIS, the terrorist army has mounted a series of attacks on a Syrian airbase 90 kilometers east of the city in the province, which is also called Homs. So this is the situation that we see. New York Times oftentimes does put out, what Nimmo likes to point out, the propaganda of the whole aspect. And we all know that ISIS and ISIL, whatever they keep changing their names to, has gotten their arms from Western-backed countries. You know, we've seen the airdrops, grenades to ISIS. We've shown those clips several times here on the InfoWars Nightly News. You can go back and watch them again if you are watching for the first time, if you haven't had a chance to see them. We also know these guys are riding around in, you know, the big military vehicles that we've left over there, billions of dollars of Humvees, MRAPs, the whole nine. So these guys are pretty well armed. And like I said, I'm not up here cheerleading for Putin. I'm not up here cheerleading for Assad. But the fact is that these ISIS, these Al-Qaeda guys who are running around out there chopping people's heads down, burning down Christian villages and doing all these other horrific things have been backed by the United States government. And now we have some very dramatic footage caught on tape. And this is Russia's airstrikes in Syria. And we'll go ahead and roll the footage right here. The Russians told the United States that it should not fly U.S. warplanes in Syria, but gave no geographical information about where Russia planned to strike. The senior official, or public servant, as Rabdu likes to call them, said U.S. missions are continuing as normal. So you can see the dramatic footage right there. This was provided by Zero Hedge. You can definitely go there and check out all these videos. There are several videos that document what's going on in the area. Now, if you guys recall, there have been numerous instances in the media over the past few years of people poking fun of Christianity, people putting crosses in jars of urine, people saying that dog butts look like Jesus. And it was funny, ha ha, look at how we're making fun of these Christians. But had a Christian group or a Christian individual took it upon himself to go out and attack one of these news outlets that was putting this out there, they said, oh, look at this Christian right-wing conspiracy hate monger guy going out and attacking people. But on the flip side, when we had the Muhammad cartoon shooting in Garland, Texas, people said, oh, these guys brought it upon themselves, these groups that are putting together this cartoon summit, and they pretty much invited these terrorists to come out and kill them. So it's a pretty big disparity in the way people are viewing things. And once again, they had another gathering in Garland, Texas that was before the shooting gathering, where myself and Joe Biggs went out there and talked to many Muslim people. They're very nice people, had no issue with them. The first thing they said when they met us was, we do not support the actions of Boko Haram. We do not support the Charlie Hebdo shooting. So there are differences. You have the extremist Muslims and you just have the other Muslims who go about their daily lives and don't want to harm anybody. But now a CNN analyst has said that people like Trump and Carson will be to blame if a gunman shoots Muslims in a mosque.
What happened with Trump? We are discussing the first part of what was said and Trump endorsed, which is we have a problem called Muslims. But there's a second part, how to get rid of them. And in the realm of possibility, in a country that is very armed, that somebody that will be carrying weapon will go to a mosque tomorrow or after tomorrow and will start shooting people. And then these people will have blood on their hands, all of them.
Carson,
2 points here.
And one.
I've got to go.
So it's everybody's fault except the guy who actually pulls the trigger. Now, like I said, I can't sit up here and talk for Trump or Carson, but I'm pretty sure these guys aren't advocating violence towards Muslims. They may have said things that have rubbed people the wrong way. Like I said, I'm not vouching for anything they've said, but, you know, I don't think that's what they're trying to do at all as far as kick up some type of racial tension, because that's what we've seen guys like Roof in Charleston, South Carolina, or this guy who shot the reporters. You know, these people who were actually trying to instigate some type of racial upheaval in the United States. You know, they went out there and committed these horrendous acts, hoping that other people would follow suit and we'd have this big race war, but that has not happened. And I think many people in this nation realize that certain people like Roof and other people want to foment these type of things. So they say, no, we're going to find positive ways to overcome our differences. Just like we went out to Charleston, people didn't, you know, burn the city down or shoot each other in the streets. They said, hey, let's go out here and hold hands across this bridge and show how much we have unity in the United States of America. Now, to go from the United States of America up to the border, we have Canada. And while the people in Canada are trying to reduce the price of what's called the world's most expensive drug, a U.S. manufacturer has sued to stop it. The pharmaceutical industry likes to argue that, though high, such prices are necessary in order for companies to recoup the research and development cost for new drugs. According to the CBC article, Soliris has already brought Alexion around $4.5 billion in revenue, which ought to be enough to cover any such outlay. But people were saying this drug is way too expensive. We can't afford this when we need to take care of our sick people. And it's not just in Canada. You know, a high price in Canada is a high price anyplace else. But, you know, this is your pharmaceutical industry at work. You know, they want to tell you need to have this drug so bad and then just have this outrageous price. And they're saying that, oh, well, we have this research and development cost, which I'm sure they do. But these guys are not hurting for cash by any stretch of the imagination. Whether, you know, I mean, just walk down the street. You know, how many pharmacies do you see? You see Walgreens on every corner. You see CVS on every corner. And I'm not saying that the pharmacies in and of themselves are bad, but just realize these guys are raking in the dough. You see the commercials every time you turn the TV, every time it goes to a commercial break. What do you see? Pharmaceutical commercials. So these guys are definitely raking it in big time. And now let's talk about something that I thought was rather amusing. I was in the writer's office earlier today, and Mikhail Thalen, he was saying, this is the craziest thing, that the EPA is now saying that sunlight is bad for plants, which, I mean, I guess if it's, you know, so hot and so sunny that it causes a drought, I could somehow see that. But once again, the sun was here long before you and I were here, and it's going to be continue to be there for long after we're gone. But now we have Obama's EPA warns sunlight dangerous to plants. And they have the tweet. It says, think sunny days are good for plants? Not always. Sunlight causes #ozone to form, which harms foliage and weakens trees. A link sent out with a tweet likely aimed at explaining the harmful effects of sunlight on plant life redirects users to a dead page on the EPA's website. And Twitter users noticed this and mercilessly mocked all these EPA sayings. And I like this one tweet this guy has. This is from Anthony Bally. Is that how you say that? He says, I applaud the EPA for having the guts to stand up to Big Sun. You know, like these people, they want to come out and say things that have existed pretty much since the beginning of time are now harmful to the environment. You know, and I wonder if they're going to have some type of carbon tax for the sun. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but think about all the carbon taxes that we have already. You know, these people, they step off their private jets into 10-car convoys and are called humble as we're emitting tons of CO2 and all the other things that they're saying that you and I should cut down on. And if you choose to ride a bus, that's your business. If you choose to ride a bike, that's your business. But you shouldn't be forced to do these things by the people who are definitely not doing them themselves. And we'll end tonight on this before we go into more special reports, a video of Clinton supporters unwittingly backing Trump's tax plan. So stay tuned right after this break. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Do you support her plan to eliminate taxes for those who make less than $25,000 a year?
I would support that, yes.
Do you support her plan to eliminate the alternative minimum tax?
Alternative minimum tax. Yeah, I support that.
Do you support her plan to eliminate the estate tax?
Yes.
And what would you say if I told you those are all Donald Trump's proposals?
I would say he's a pretty smart man.
I say I feel stupid.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
As you drive around town, you may have noticed the shots. Get your flu vaccine here. Now, many people will accuse me, they may have accused you as well, of being an anti-vaxxer. And I'm quick to point out to people, I definitely recognize there are health benefits to getting vaccines, but I also know there are health risk as well, which is to say, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a guy who actually got into his car, went to CVS, went to Walgreens, walked up to the pharmacist's desk, asked the pharmacist for a vaccine insert. The pharmacist then handed me a piece of medical literature, which said that this flu vaccine could give you symptoms, including but not limited to diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, which is to say the symptoms of the vaccine could be just as bad as getting the flu itself. So with this in mind, I'm not too keen on taking the flu vaccine and would rather avoid it if at all possible. So these are the type of basic facts that many people don't want to talk about. You can turn on the TV right now and see the very hard push to get yourself vaccinated. And, you know, to each his own, I just say the flu vaccine is not for me. With this in mind, if you go to InfoWars.com, we have the top videos that you need to see before you go and get the stick, not just for yourself, but for your family as well. We'll play these and we'll be back right after this break.
Well, with flu season in full effect, the push for vaccination is really intense. But what they might not be telling you is you could be trading one danger for another. So we went undercover at two of the nation's top walk-in flu shot pharmacies to see what they had to say about the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
Hello.
Hi.
Where do you guys do flu shots?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, do you think that it's like safe and effective and even this, with all these other...
It's 50 to 70% effective against it. If you do get the flu, it'll be a lot less severe. We had a tech that did get this shot, did come down with it, but it only took for like 2 days to bounce back.
As you can tell, things are deteriorating. Is there any advice you can give me?
Don't ever take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and
Saw him put that thing in my arm, and
yeah,
within 10 days, I'm just struck down.
Have you had a flu shot this year?
No, I don't do that. I'm not going to get sick.
Well, see, the thing is, I got a flu shot and said I was not going to get sick, and
see?
I got sick.
That's why I don't need to get a flu shot.
So it's not 100% effective and may even cause the flu. But what did the pharmacists have to say about thimerosal, which you'll find they were very careful to avoid calling it mercury? It's a preservative.
Is there mercury in that flu shot?
There is an extremely small amount, not anything that's dangerous.
And it is preservative free.
Why do they put that in there? I don't understand the
vials, like these, the preservative free are drawn up individually, so it's more expensive. The vials, they can do one vial, so you can buy it at a cheaper price. The amount of preservative is less than a can of tuna. If you look at it that way, it's really not significant.
As long as you're not getting a bunch of shots.
Yes, at one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Studies show that most pregnant women should avoid eating canned tuna, though, so this really wasn't sitting easy with me. So I wanted to see what she would say if I introduced pregnancy into the equation. Would she warn me of potential dangers?
Okay. I'm not pregnant at all, but I'm, like, trying to be that.
They recommend that the pregnant women get the flu shot. They actually had one death of a pregnant woman last week, and she hadn't had the shot.
Because the hero is reading that it's highly recommended for them to get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, every OB them to get it.
Okay.
Because if they come down with the flu, like, they can hardly treat them, you know.
So this shot with the...
Mm-hmm. So they're extremely propelling right now in Texas for pregnant women to get the shot right now.
Wow. Even the one with mercury in it?
Mm-hmm.
A 3-year-old Aisley McCarthy was buried today in Elkhorn. Her family tells me she died Monday morning at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, not even 48 hours after she started showing flu-like symptoms.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. And here's a story that I wanted to share with you. And I want you to get this out to anybody you know, especially if someone you know out there is thinking about getting the flu shot. Family's devastation after their healthy 3-year-old daughter dies from flu less than 72 hours after she began feeling unwell. And this is the story of Azalee McCarthy, a beautiful little 3-year-old girl who started complaining of symptoms just after Christmas, and in 72 hours, her parents were holding her in a wrapped-up cloth at the hospital as she died in their arms. Very heartbreaking story. And it really disturbed me as I read this article and then went to the source link, which is the Des Moines Register, but here's what they had to say at Daily Mail. She began complaining to her mother that her legs hurt so much she couldn't walk, and in less than 72 hours, she'd be dead at Children's Hospital in Des Moines, Iowa. And of course, the family is shocked and confused. They don't know why she contacted this and was dead such a short while later. But here's where it gets really interesting. Here in the Des Moines Register, healthy Iowa 3-year-old dies from the flu. Third sentence down, she was healthy and she had her flu shot, said Amber McCarthy, Asley's mother. The whole thing is unreal. And it is unreal. When you think about in this day and age and we have all this medical technology that a little girl could get a flu shot and then become sick with the flu and actually the same types of flu that are in the flu shot and then die in 72 hours. But what really angered me was a quote from the health department there in Polk County. And this is Nola Anger who said, if people would get the flu shot, it can limit the severity of flu symptoms if they do get it. The shot offers protections for other strains. This is a serious illness and can affect healthy people. Apparently, it affected this little girl.
Dreyana Breton is a 29-year-old pregnant nurse from Pennsylvania who, after reading the package insert on a flu vaccine, she decided to dig a little bit deeper. And what she found gave her cause for concern for the health of her unborn child. Well, when she presented this evidence to her employer at the hospital for a reason to opt out of the flu vaccine, they decided to fire her instead.
I found out I was pregnant the end of October. I had miscarried twice before this, and immediately upon finding out I was pregnant, I went to my employer, human resource representative, and told her I would need help. Hey, buddy. Told her I would need help in getting an exemption for the flu vaccine. They had started a mandatory policy that all employees, all healthcare employees, receive the flu vaccine. And I knew that there were reasons for exemption, so I asked her to assist me in getting an exemption form. and was immediately told that if I did not receive the flu vaccine, it would be considered my resignation.
And so have you taken the flu vaccine before for work? Was this a policy that was just implemented this year?
It has been a policy of the hospital for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. The mandatory policy has been in effect. It was heavily encouraged before that, but I have never been in a department that it's been mandated for. So this is the first year it's been mandatory for me.
So did you think that it was going to be this big of an issue when you refused to take the vaccine?
Honestly, no. I had done my research on the flu vaccine, and while I agree that there's good purpose for the flu vaccine, the label itself says that it's not studied in pregnant women or in nursing mothers. In my first year as a nurse, I took care of a patient who obtained Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting the flu vaccine, which is a known side effect, albeit rare. It's a known side effect of the flu vaccine. So in my train of thought, if that can happen to a grown human being, what could it do to a growing fetus? And I am a healthy individual and take good care of myself, and thought it was more important to me. Sorry. It was more important for me to avoid the flu vaccine than to avoid the flu. And it's important to protect my patients as well. That's very important to me. And I offered to wear a mask during the whole flu season, which would protect my patients very adequately against the flu, and not only the flu, but other viruses as well.
And so how did you feel knowing that there was an exemption in place? There were other people at the hospital who were allowed to wear the masks if they were allergic to anything that was in the flu shot, or if they had a religious reason for not wanting to take this shot. How did you feel when they said that your concerns over your unborn child weren't valid?
That was very frustrating to me. And I had many people come to me and say, why don't you just say it's for religious reasons that you don't want the flu vaccine? And my response was, because that's not true. It is not a part of my religious belief or a part of my denomination that we don't receive the flu vaccine. I'm not against other people getting the flu vaccine, but this was important to me. This is what I felt was important, to protect my baby, to protect myself.
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Feminists want the UN to censor the internet to prevent cyber violence. But what does Anita Sarkeesian define as harassment and cyber violence?
Harassment is, as someone had mentioned, it's not just what is legal and illegal, right? Harassment is threats of violence, but it's also the day-to-day grind of you're a liar, you suck, you know.
That's right. Criticizing feminists or calling them out on their bullshit by saying they suck or they're liars now constitutes cyber violence. And remember, this is the same woman who thinks
everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic, and you have to point it all out.
And what does Zoe Quinn define as harassment and cyber violence?
Trans women often face a very specific type of violence called dead naming, where people post pre-transition names.
So under this definition, referring to Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce will be treated as hate speech.
Because it's not Bruce Jenner, it's Caitlyn, and she's a stunning woman!
They're actually calling for laws and Chinese-style internet censorship to shut down anyone who hurts their feelings by disagreeing with them on the internet.
They got mean tweets, and it hurt their feelings, and so they had to go to the UN, and they had to whine about it.
I'm triggered.
The UN wants governments to use their, quote, licensing prerogative to ensure that telecoms and search engines are only, quote, allowed to connect with the public if they, quote, supervise content and its dissemination. So if an ISP or search engine doesn't comply with UN-mandated censorship of anti-feminist content, they'll be cut off from being accessible by the public altogether. The likes of Twitter and Facebook will be forced to, quote, proactively police every profile and post, reports the Washington Post. And if you think that's unimaginable, then just look at Canada, where a man faces 6 months in prison for the crime of disagreeing with feminists on Twitter. 54-year-old Greg Elliott was also banned from using the internet for the duration of the trial. And all this will be overseen by an agency which just appointed Saudi Arabia to head a key UN human rights panel, the country that is about to crucify a 17-year-old for taking part in an anti-government protest. But of course, these new rules won't apply to feminists. They'll still be free to call for the genocide of men, or putting us all in concentration camps, while making bomb threats against weight loss companies and Gamergate meetups. So feminists will be free to continue to make death threats against anyone who doesn't embrace their radical ideology, but don't you dare tell Anita Sarkeesian that she sucks, or the UN thought police will be knocking at your door.
Everything is sexist. Everything is racist. Everything is homophobic.
Everything is sexist. Everything's offensive to people like me. Let's go through the checklist. It's all misogyny.
And that was Paul Joseph Watson with another great report. So, Leanne, how does all this tie into the larger picture?
Well, first of all, I'm going to apologize on air to Paul Joseph Watson. I was giving him a hard time initially because I'm like, why are you focusing on all of these reports? And he pointed out that it's not about attacking feminism or this or that. It's about attacking the authoritarianism that is now taking over the country, and here now with these ladies going to the UN, we can see that this is going to be a larger global agenda. So kudos to you, Watson. You called it. And of course, you know, now they're taking this to the next level. I mean, they're saying everything's racist, everything's sexist, everything is homophobic. It is about breaking down the individual and pulling it into this collective identity. Now you're not even allowed to refer to yourself as a woman or talk about women's issues because that might be offensive.
You can't say mother or father. You can't say mother or father. Peanut butter jelly sandwiches because they're racist.
Exactly. And so this is part of this whole larger agenda to put us all into a collective. We're no longer individuals. And so one of the articles up on InfoWars Today, Kit Daniels wrote it, transsexuals want you to say birthing individuals instead of pregnant women. And so these are LGBT activists. They've already convinced the Midwives Alliance of North America to stop referring to their clients as women and mothers and instead call them pregnant people and birthing individuals so that transsexuals will not get offended. They're actually putting this in some of their manuals and things. And so obviously a lot of midwives are now protesting this, mm-hmm. calling it an attack on women, which it is. I've waited my whole life to become a mother and to be pregnant, you know, so now I have to call myself a birthing individual. And so they're talking about, these midwives call out, say, by embracing the idea that any human other than those in a class called women carry offspring to term, give birth to them, and nurse them, we are prioritizing gender identity over biological reality. And that's it. It's like they want to convince the world that this whole gender identity, this whole big movement that's coming out right now, when they're, you know, 0.05% of the population of the world, now the entire world has to restructure our entire vocabulary, how we identify with each other. And it's pretty crazy that they're now actually affecting it so much that they're changing manuals and not even referring to women that give birth.
There's always these groups, like they'll take a word that's not offensive or, you know, something that's not offensive. And they'll change, like, well, you can't say that, but you can say our word that we came up with or our phrase that we came up
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
So it's like, you don't say what you say, but say what we say.
Right. Yeah. And that's, it's like you're replacing one form of authoritarianism or your perceived patriarchy, and you're now transforming it with this other form of authoritarianism. It doesn't make sense. And so something else as an attack on women, hey, feminists out there, there's all these social justice warriors who are now calling for women to say they can't refer to their periods as women's issues because it's transphobic. Now, there's this hashtag on Twitter, live tweet your period. I don't know why people, you know, do crazy like things on Twitter, but...
Is that like the free bleeding? I've seen those images.
I think that kind of ties in something different. I don't know. It's really bizarre. But this is where I think people hashtag live tweet your period and they complain about how perilous it is. Right. Well, especially when Donald Trump came out however many months ago and made fun of Megyn Kelly and said that she was like bleeding from her eyes and her wherever. A lot of people then started getting on this hashtag live tweet your period. And then all of a sudden women were not allowed to do that in speaking out against, you know, this affront to women because it's transphobic. They wanted people to know that not all women have vaginas. So,
what is the definition of a woman?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the biological reality, but that reality, this doesn't.
All women have vaginas.
Yeah, please don't be offensive. So this sort of global agenda is something that we're seeing has happened before. And there's another article up on Infowars.com. Did you know America now is similar to 1930s Germany? And it goes on to talk about prior to the adoption of National Socialism, Germany was essentially a Christian nation. Germany was considered the most socially progressive country in Europe. There was open homosexuality, transgendered people, and the whole cabaret culture was adopted there in Europe. They were fine with it because they're Christian, kind of live and let live. But then they were tolerant from what we would be called liberals were sort of pushing this out there. But then they started, a lot of people started feeling that it was destroying their Christian values, especially when it was being thrust upon their children. So then all of a sudden, there's this tough-talking dictator guy who comes along and says, we're going to get rid of all of that perversion. And so and the country is ready for that. They're like, make Germany great again. Does that sound familiar?
So they just jump in with it.
Yeah. And so they just give this dictator who's going to make them great again, bring them back to their Christian values. And so they started putting restrictions on personal liberties. Like, you can't post certain things online. But obviously back then it was, the freedom of speech, freedom of press, that was restricted. And then, of course, they started rounding people up. And first it was the gypsies and the perverts that they were rounding up. But obviously it went on to, we all know what happened after that. And so this article is kind of pointing out, like, hey, there's a reason all this perversion and everything is being thrust upon us. But be careful for going to the exact opposite extreme. That's what happened in the 1930s, and that's exactly what we're setting ourselves up for now.
And that's what we see, Leanne, because everybody says, like, don't put your Christian values on me, but then they change it to where boys can use the girls' locker room. So, right. Like, you're thrusting things upon people, even though you're saying, don't put any of your things on me. Thank you so much, Leanne McAdoo, for another great report. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with more special reports.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face?
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
There you have it. Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
A woman in the West German town of Neheim was forced out of her apartment of 16 years so that a wave of refugees could put up stakes in her home. The resident of that apartment, Bettina Halby, later posted this on Facebook. On what grounds do they terminate rental contracts with residents in order to house refugees? There are plenty of empty properties in the town. The legality of the eviction is still in dispute, as Germany is on par to make room for up to 1 million refugees this year alone. And soon, it won't just be the places Germans call home being kicked into the dustbin of history. Next, it will be their beliefs. Sharia law is making a foothold in Europe. Recently, a Muslim man residing in Germany confessed to strangling his 19-year-old daughter to death as the mother watched, because she was caught shoplifting condoms. Back in the man's native land of Pakistan, 1,000 women are killed on average due to what is acceptably dubbed honor killing.
Her name was Nargis. They had fallen in love after he had given her a ride in his taxi. And they were blissfully happy until she was found dead in a field, stabbed, shot, beaten, and strangled.
The Washington Post reported in 2014, a pregnant 25-year-old woman was stoned to death by her family for marrying a man she loved. The stoning took place in the middle of the day outside a courthouse beside a busy thoroughfare. The woman and her husband had been in love, her husband said, and they'd gone to the courthouse to sign the paperwork. Outside, the woman's father, brothers, and extended family waited. When the couple emerged, the family reportedly tried to snatch her, then murdered her. Her father told police, "I killed my daughter as she had insulted all of our family by marrying a man without our consent, and I have no regret over it. It had been an honor killing." Here in America, honor killings are not uncommon. For instance, in 2009, Faleh Hassan al-Maliki drove the family car into his 19-year-old daughter after being enraged that his daughter, Noor, had shunned an arranged marriage. He was sentenced to 34 and a half years in prison.
Police recorded this phone call with Noor's mother shortly after her husband ran over their daughter and her boyfriend's mother.
"Your daughter is about close to dying."
"Close to die?"
"Yes, she's in critical condition."
"Tell her thank you, Emil, thank you. That's what she needs. She needs to protect this family. That's what we need."
"You're a sick individual."
When you have something that is against the rights of women, or against the rights of gays, subjugates other religions, and a host of things that are not compatible with our Constitution, why, in fact, would you take that chance?
The United Nations estimates that 5,000 women are victims of honor killings per year, while according to the BBC, women's advocacy groups suspect more than 20,000 women are killed globally every year due to honor killing. The Council on American Islamic Relations has denounced honor killing, calling it an ancient practice. An ancient practice that will be brought to areas of Muslim America as the fast-tracking of supposed Syrian refugees is emboldened by Obama's policies to bring in tens of thousands of potential ancient practitioners within the next 3 years. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Hi there, my name is Daria, and I have recently started working here at Infowars.com. A little bit about me, I came to the United States from Russia when I was a teenager, so I speak Russian pretty well, pretty fluently. So today on the show, Alex played a clip from Putin's UN speech, and I noticed some of the discrepancies in the translation. And as we all know, mainstream media tends to manipulate the messages of foreign leaders when they speak. So I really wanted to get down to it and really take a listen and see if there were any manipulations that happened. So let's take a look.
It seems, however, that far from learning from others' mistakes, everyone just keeps repeating them.
So the start of the sentence may be a little bit confusing because we're missing the previous passage, in which Putin talks about how in the past meddling in other countries' affairs has not led to any progress, but instead to destruction of that country. And he's saying how we're all different and we should respect each other instead of imposing our own ideology upon another country, because it obviously has not worked. And he's saying, hey, instead of learning from this tragic experience, we're continuing to repeat it.
I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, Do you realize now what you've done? But I'm afraid no one is going to answer that.
So I wanted to emphasize here that Putin is not asking a rhetorical question of, do you realize now what you have done? He's saying, now do you understand what a mess you have brought upon us? So just by this one sentence, you can see that a meaning can be slightly altered.
It is now obvious that the power vacuum created in some countries of the Middle East and North Africa led to the emergence of anarchy areas, which immediately started to be filled with extremists and terrorists. In these circumstances, it is hypocritical and irresponsible to make loud declarations about the threat of international terrorism while turning a blind eye to the channels of financing and supporting terrorists.
So at this point, New York Times conveniently cuts the clip, at which point Putin is starting to talk about who are the people who are comprising the ranks of this so-called Islamic State. And he points out that the invasion of Iraq in 2003 has led Iraqi servicemen to end up on the street. And now they have become part of this huge threat to the world. He also mentions Libya, who has been destroyed, and how Western countries have been a huge part of funding and supporting the Syrian rebels. So I feel like whole sections of crucial information can be left out, and that does change the narrative quite a bit.
Our government is overthrowing people in Egypt, people in Libya, but also in Eastern Europe, you name it, because wicked corporations now run our government. And they want to discredit America as well. They want to destroy all the nation states. So they're willing to use us as a battering ram, even though it's going to break us in the end. They're using our wealth, our goodwill, our strong name to build this world government. Russia is completely backed into a corner. The United States is moving new medium range cruise missiles into Europe, admitting they're going to prepare to nuke Russia. And so Russia is now being pushed closer to China. And they're moving into the Middle East. This is biblical.
Dear colleagues, I must note that such an honest and frank approach of Russia has been recently used as a pretext to accuse it of its growing ambitions, as if those who say it have no ambitions at all.
So this sentence is a very literal translation of what Putin is saying. And with literal translations, it can be very hard to comprehend right away what is being said. What he's basically saying here is, he's being very sarcastic, and he's saying, how dare you, United States, Western world, accuse Russia of growing ambitions while you are the one who is involved in all these wars throughout the world. So it's like the pot calling the kettle black. And sometimes it's hard with literal translations to get the sense of that right away. But I just wanted to mention that Putin is being extremely sarcastic, very caustic here. Now, this all may seem like nitpicking to you, and it is, but in this report, I wanted to show you how easy it is to mistranslate and misinterpret a word. Sometimes things do get lost in a literal translation. Sometimes it's malicious. Sometimes it is not. But there are instances of malicious intent on videos where things have been changed in the translation, which completely changes the narrative. And that is something I will be taking a look at in future videos here at Infowars.com. Again, I'm Daria. Stay tuned.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. But don't forget, tomorrow or today, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can join Joe Biggs and a good number of the Infowars crew at the UT campus for a pro-Second Amendment rally. Now, don't forget, this is on a campus, so definitely handle yourself with the proper amount of discretion, but he would love to see you out there, and I would as well. And also go to prisonplanet.tv, where you can get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at prisonplanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.